If you want more information, I have my age development curriculum that you can watch and look at for free on my YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. All you need to do is just smash that subscribe button when you get there, and we'll see you there.
If I told you that as a player, you could earn a contract. Yes, go ahead, foot thigh. You could earn a contract with one of your favorite brands, say Nike, Adidas, Puma. How would you act and behave for a 10-year contract worth $3.5 million? In that $3.5 million, you get a $50,000 down payment. And if you hit certain objectives, like play for the U15 national team, U17 national team, U20 national team, senior national team, and then you play for one of the biggest clubs in the world, they'll pay you $3.5 million. How would you act, behave, and train every single day? And one of the biggest problems that I see with American kids is the lack of drive and work ethic to do it without somebody pushing them. So what that means is they need somebody like mom or dad or a coach to try and motivate them to go to training. So like they show up to training, their gear is not on. So cleats aren't on, shin guards aren't on, all that stuff. They're not ready to go. And then they have to be told, hey, start your warm-up. Okay, start this. They don't have that internal motivation to want to go be, yeah, that's fine, want and be a top player. That internal drive to say, you know what, I want to achieve this. We were asking kids this morning, hey, what is your dream? Some of them said be a lawyer. Some of them said be a professional player. Some of them said make my mom and dad proud. Whatever it was for them. One of them said I want to win the Champions League. One said I want to play in the World Cup. If they're going to make that happen and they're going to get a contract from one of those big time brands or $3.5 million for 10 years, ask them this question. How would you act, behave, and train every single day knowing that you have a $3.5 million contract on the line? So the only way you make $3.5 million in 10 years is if you achieve all of the objectives. How would you act, behave, and train? And most of the kids said, or everyone that we asked, no, I would do everything I could every single day. Well, what's stopping you now? If that's where you want to be at, go ahead. Yes. If that's where you want to be at, then show it every single day. You have to, what we call the compounding effect. You have to earn that by showing it every single day. And the example that I gave is, or that I will give, is with the compounding effect, I did a certain level of training and I was able to get trials with young,
the hip also, so I told him to take it easy.
With young, as a young player, I went to Palmeiras in Brazil and I went to Olympique Lyonnais in France. And I got to a certain level to be able to achieve that. It's from compounding. And then my overall goal was to play for Manchester United and represent the United States men's national team. That was my dream when I was a kid. Now, I failed. I didn't achieve either one of those. But I did achieve, however, to play in the Futsal World Cup for the United States in 2019. So where I'm going with this is using the compounding effect, I got to a certain level over time where an opportunity was presented itself because I put in a certain number of hours of training and a certain level of performance. And I didn't achieve my ultimate objective, and that was my fault that I didn't do that. Not my mom, not my dad, it was me. And my belief is because I grew up in the pay-to-play environment that I failed because I had mom and dad that would take care of everything. They drove me to practice every single day. They paid for anything basically that I ever want. Cleats, shin guards, uniform, games, PlayStation, whatever it was, I had everything. So I didn't understand the need to actually have to go and earn something as a young kid. Nowadays, I understand how much you gotta go and work to earn something with compounding. And that is the biggest problem that I'm seeing in the United States with the young kids that say they have a dream, but then they have to be pushed and they have to be told how to make that dream happen. Versus, you know, I show up because I want to do this and I'm going to work my ass off because I want to have a contract with whatever sports brand and I want to play for the biggest clubs in the world. Because if you have that dream, bro, you are going to do anything in your power to make that happen versus just talk about it. So you're going to come to training. You're going to get there probably, I mean, it might be out of your control somewhat too, but they're going to try and get there as early as possible. If you're late, then you know you're going to run in with your stuff already on, and then you're going to get your warm-up in. And if you get here early, you're going to get in, get your gear on, get ready to practice. Alternating in doubles, let's go! And you're going to get everything ready to go to start training. And then you're going to bust your ass every single day. And I think this message needs to be heard by kids all over the country. It's a huge issue that I'm seeing with kids in pay-to-play, because parents have and give their kids everything, which is understandable, but their kids don't have to learn how to fight or earn anything. They're just given it. And that right there is the biggest flaw, because if I compare it to a kid coming out of Brazil or a kid coming out of Portugal or whatever country, right? Those kids have to earn everything that they have because they don't have anything. They don't have money. They don't have a great life. They don't have the cars that the pros drive. They don't have three meals a day. Are there some? Sure. But the ones that make it primarily are a lot of ones that don't have all those resources that I just highlighted that our kids have here as a luxury. And I think that's huge for people to understand, because if their kids are going to make it, they have to learn how to earn it. Like, I had a parent message me the other day online on Instagram, and they were like, "Hey, my son's in MLS Academy. Do you think he should step out because he's not playing as much?" And I'm like, "Well, let me ask you this question. What does your son want to do?" He said, "Be a pro." I said, "Okay, so if you took him to Europe tomorrow and dropped him at a club, and let's just pick one and let's call it Olympique de Marseille, and you dropped him off at Olympique de Marseille, U17s, do you think that he would just play, or he'd have to earn it?" That was like, "Earn it." Like, okay, so if he's got to earn it, why is it any different here? He's like, "Oh, well, he could go to another club and just be guaranteed to play." And I'm like, "Okay, well, I mean, the choice is ultimately yours, but if your son's telling you he wants to be a pro, don't you think you should put him in a situation that reinforces the behavior that he has to earn it? Because if you take him anywhere else around the world, he's going to have to earn it. He's not going to be given the right to play." And this is one of the biggest challenges that come with pay-to-play, because kids are guaranteed to basically play because of parents. It's like when I went to Europe as an adult, and, you know, they were paying me semi-professionally, quote-unquote semi-professionally, and I was getting paid a small salary. They gave me housing. They gave me transportation. And first game that I played in officially, I told them I'm a 6 or an 8, and they put me at number 7 first half. Second half, they put me as a number 5. So number 7 is a right wing. Number 5 is a center back, left-sided center back. And I didn't understand at the time that they can do that, because I'm like, I should be able to play where I want to play because I'm a 6 or an 8. And they said, "No, you're here on our team. We're going to put you where we feel you have the biggest impact." I'm like, "Okay." Right? And that's just a whole different mindset. And I think every child needs to hear this, and every parent needs to hear this. Their kids literally tell them, "I want to go play pro." Then they need to understand that it's a grind and that they have to earn this. They're not given it. Just keep that for food for thought. There's a lot of things to go with this, but those are some things that I think are big takeaways for kids. So share them this. They should listen to this entire thread, and see you guys soon. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying the podcast and finding valuable information from it. Now, I do have a quick ask of you, and that would be to make sure to follow me on all social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, which is at Kyle C. Wilson Official, and on Twitter, which is The Kyle C. Wilson. And if you could help me do that, that would continue to help reinforce the ideas that I want to continue producing content specifically made for you guys to help educate you. And as always, you know I'm there to help, as I have $23,195 worth of content available for free through my YouTube channel that will answer and help a lot of the problems that you're going through, or at least your child's going through. So if you haven't found that yet, go to the YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode.